WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It's becoming the new normal in California. More dangerous winds, snow and flooding rains are hitting the state. Governor Gavin Newsom.
These floods are deadly and have now turned to be more deadly than even the wildfires here in the state of California.
The National Weather Service warns people should expect atmospheric rivers. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
For the Central Coast, on up through the Bay Area and further north, this is going to be a very impactful 12 to 18 hours. We have a break Monday evening into Tuesday morning, and then another round of that atmospheric river comes in to deliver more rain.
On CBS's 60 Minutes tonight, Prince Harry talks about his new memoir, Spare, and the claims inside.
My brother and I love each other. I love him deeply. There has been a lot of pain between the two of us, especially the last 6 years. None of anything that I've written and anything I've included is ever intended to hurt my family.
Harry says the book is his way of owning his own story after years of, quote, spin and distortion. President Biden's in Mexico City tonight, getting ready for a summit with North American leaders. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador greeted Mr. Biden with a military honor guard and trumpeters. Correspondent Enrique Acevedo.
Trade, energy, the environment, but most importantly, security cooperation, which has been at an all-time low since President López Obrador took office in 2018. That seems to be changing. Just last week, Mexican forces arrested Ovidio Guzmán, the son of El Chapo Guzmán. He has an extradition order to the U.S. in connection to his role in the production and distribution of the dangerous drug fentanyl, which has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths in the U.S.
Earlier in the day, Mr. Biden traveled to El Paso, Texas, to see the U.S.-Mexico border in person.
I know you have people every day, but I'm trying to get a sense of the flow, the average.
On average, I would say 300 to 400.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott handed the president a letter saying chaos at the border is the result of what he calls the president's failure to enforce federal laws. 2 years and 2 days after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol, a similar attack takes place against government buildings in Brazil. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Supporters of former far-right President Jair Bolsonaro refused to accept his election defeat. They broke through barricades and battled police in the capital, Brasilia. They even demanded the military oust the new democratically elected president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
The Buffalo Bills beat the New England Patriots 35-23 in their first game since safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field Monday, suffering cardiac arrest. Players on the Bills wore Hamlin's number 3 on their uniforms during the game. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
A high-end tech doll makes a killer debut at the box office.
I'm Megan.
Evil doll horror film Megan slashed box office expectations this weekend, raking in $30.2 million in ticket sales in its first week.
Crazy. It's insane, right?
But it still wasn't enough to knock Avatar out of the top spot. The Way of Water made another $45 million at the box office, and it surpassed the $1.7 billion mark globally, making it the 7th highest grossing movie of all time. The original Avatar still number one after making nearly $3 billion back in 2009. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Police say Adam Rich, the child actor with a pageboy mop top who charmed TV audiences as America's little brother on 8 is Enough, has died. The cause of death is under investigation but is not considered to be suspicious. Rich played Nicholas Bradford on the ABC hit dramedy. Adam Rich was 54. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio. Ooh. Ooh. Black. Thank you.
Headless.
Sync Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Hey!
You knew it was coming. That is Essential Last Crack at 11. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Of course, Last Crack, for those maybe who are hearing Last Crack for the first time, was a Madison band that was on Roadrunner Records back in the late 80s and early 90s. And of course, I managed the band for about 10 years and went to Europe with them and helped them on their third album. So I have a little history with the band. And of course, that was Downbeat Dirt Messiah. That was from Burning Funk House Live. That was my birthday party in 2002. So it was recorded literally about 20 years ago. Before that, Mac Bolasses from the same show. That was recorded at the Annex in Madison in 2002. And we opened that Essential Last Crack with one from their third album, Run Head Start Screaming, with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals. And that was called Why. We have a lot more stuff coming, but right now, you know what? I want to tell you about this band, Level the Earth. Now, you may have heard me talk about my band, Iron Plow, and my bass player, singer in that band, Chris Howard, he plays drums and sings in a band called Level the Earth. And Level the Earth just put out a new EP not long ago, and now they're going to be doing their first show because they are a new band out of Waukesha. And Sunday, February 25th, Level the Earth will be playing with Primary Enemy, and Conniption is the headliner on that one. That's going to be at Da Bar in West Allis coming up Sunday, February 25th. So let's listen to a double shot of Level the Earth. This is Warhead. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Down.
With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of reckoning. I can see it. I can feel it. It's the end of me inside your mind. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. With that warhead, there'll be more.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
Hold Out for Fire. That ends a double shot of Level the Earth. Level the Earth playing Sundays, February 25th at DeBar in West Allis with Conniption and Primal Enemy. We will be right back after the break with a little Altrail. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
CBS News Brief. People are taking cover from another atmospheric river in California. Governor Gavin Newsom warns drivers to stay off flooded roads.
Just a foot of water and your car's floating. You know, half a foot of water, you're off your feet. Half a foot of water, you're losing control of your vehicle.
Prince Harry on 60 Minutes tonight talks about his new memoir, Spare, and riffs with his brother, Prince William.
I couldn't make sense of it. I was like, what do you mean? We're now at the same school. Like, I haven't seen you for ages. Now we get to hang out together? He's like, no. When we're at school, we don't know each other. And I took that personally.
President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border for the first time since taking office. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was also there. Reporter Chris Fox.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling the meeting cordial, but he did give the president a list of border security demands, including finishing the border wall.
Mr. Biden is now in Mexico City ahead of a summit with North American leaders. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still gonna get through today, but we did it. We live to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
This is Jen from Altrea, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
patience, no reservations. Just let it be, let's set yourself free. Let me out all the fury that you're feeling. Let's go, let go, cause we're all here to blow. I see, if you're heavy at the door, time to crash onto this floor. No convictions, no restrictions, it's time for something more. No reservations, just let it be. Let's set yourself free. Let out all the fury that you're feeling. Let's go, let go, cause we're all here to blow. I see, and you're heavy at the door. Time to crash onto this floor. No convictions, no restrictions. It's time for something more.
This is Nick from The First Rule, and all my friends suck. You're listening to Matt Sink Radio, radio for the people.
All my friends suck, and I'll tell you why. They never want to go out, never want to chill, no matter how hard I try. All my friends suck, it's worse than that. They never want to FaceTime, never want to call, and never ever text me back.
I can see that you've read my message, and you still haven't responded yet.
What happened to always going out to shows, and 7 days a week staying up to bar close? This is just the way life goes. Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up, or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck, what can I say? They've all got married, got jobs, got kids, been more baby time away. All my friends suck, they've got new lives. They can't commit to anything without first checking with their wives.
It's great to see you again. I think the last time was your kid's birthday last year.
What happened to always going out to shows? And 7 minutes we stayed out to bar close. Is this just the way life goes? Does anybody know what happened to going to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text just say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck?
Interested to all my band shows, but I haven't seen you come out to one yet.
What happened to always going out to shows, and 7 nights a week staying up to bar close? This is just the way life goes. Does anybody know what happened to calling to see what's up? That 4 a.m. text just to say your car's stuck. Is this just growing up? Or do all my friends suck? All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All
all his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All her friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All their friends suck.
All
suck.
All my friends suck.
All your friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All our friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All his friends suck.
All my friends suck.
All her friends suck.
All my friends suck.
My bandmates suck.
All my friends suck.
All my friends suck, and so do I.
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
Radio for the people.
rocking tonight.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.